Support for KPLU comes from Alaska Airlines. Seattle is synonymous with great service, and Alaska Airlines is no exception. From helping with a sleeping toddler to offering artisan food and beverages, Alaska does it with a smile. Learn more at alaskaair.com.
So you've racked up enough air miles to go almost anywhere, maybe even in first class. Congratulations! But redeeming those frequent flyer miles can be tricky, as our travel expert Matthew Brumley tells KPLU's Ed Ronco in this week's Going Places.
Matthew, I have enough air miles that I'm starting to think about what I want to do with them, and whenever I redeem air miles, I'm never sure if I'm doing it right. So what are some ways that we can use our miles most effectively? And it's going to be different by airline, of course, but some general ideas for getting the most out of your miles.
If you're one of those thinking about taking off at Christmas time or Thanksgiving or winter break or spring break, I would suggest that you call the airline mileage partner number soon and book those flights, especially if you're trying to get two or three or four tickets for your family. You better get on that soon, Ed, because they're going to be all gone by September.
Because if I'm redeeming miles, I can't just book any random seat.
That's right. So during high season, they're going to release fewer seats, Ed. So it's going to be tougher and tougher to go at Christmas time or Thanksgiving or other high points of travel.
Now, Matthew, it used to be that the airlines in particular did their own mileage programs. Of course, most of them all still do. But now some credit card companies are kind of getting in on it independently of any particular airline.
They're all getting into it, Ed. My favorite credit card to use while overseas is Capital One. And the reason for that is there's no fees. And the other great thing about this is that you can use your mileage points with them and also with Amex for anything at any time. And there's no blackout dates. There's no restrictions. So if you want to go at Christmas time and that flight to Hawaii is $1,500 and you have the points, you can just use it and they'll reimburse you right afterwards. So if you're a mileage point junkie, you might want to take a look at the Amex card and the Capital One card.
So if you're not a mileage customer right now, there are maybe even a few things to research before you sign up in the first place.
Yes, and also look at if there's any rewards for signing up. Some of the mileage plans will give you like 50 or 100,000 miles just for signing up.
So I call my 800 number on the back of my credit card or my airline, or I try and book through the website, and it comes back, no, you can't do that. We can't get you from here to there on that date. Are there ways to game the system?
I'm not sure if you can game it, but there's ways to work the system, and that's when you ask that nice agent on the other end of the line, can I go through Portland to get to London, or can I go through San Francisco to get to Auckland, New Zealand? And you start working it by using other gateways to get there. And don't forget that your mileage point should get you to that city. So you shouldn't have to pay extra to get to San Francisco or to get to Chicago. That should all be included. And then coming back, you don't have to come back usually the same way you came. So you could come through a different city on the way back to Seattle. So don't give up. If your first choice is to get somewhere direct, I would just keep on working it.
You know, as a former Alaska resident, I can tell you that your social status often depends on whether you're MVP or MVP Gold.
That's very important, Ed. You can actually get free upgrades. Your baggage goes for free drinks. Unfortunately, after all the years of travel, I've only flown business class once. Can you believe it? It's either the way I dress or my face or something.
For somebody who travels as much as you, that is not encouraging to the rest of us.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, Matthew, the advice you've given today makes you at least honorary MVP Gold.
Thanks, Ed.
Thanks, Matthew. Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the founder of Earthbound Expeditions. He joins us every week to talk about travel. Please tell us how you use your points. Tell us your tricks. We want to hear them. You can do that at kplu.org. I'm Ed Ronco.